together. Come on. Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Good morning, America. Good morning to our international partners. Good morning to my ABM family and everyone else around this world. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to ask one question this morning. Every time I hear that song, it gets me up and moving. What is your weapon this morning to fight your war? What is your weapon that you're using? Is it your praise? Is it your prayer? Is it your worship? What is your weapon this morning? Is it the words that come out of your mouth? That's the authority that God has given you to speak to the mountain. To is it your feet to walk over the scorpion? What is your weapon this morning? Because we are somebody, everybody is in some form of war. What tool, what weapon will you use to defeat whatever war you're in this morning? Is it, what are you going to do to keep, to save your family? What are you going to do to get you out of situations? What are you going to use to take you into a life of prosperity, to help you be successful? What tool are you going to use? Because as I stated, as the song stated, this means war. So think about that. Whatever it is, remember, we're here to command our morning. Whatever time of the day your morning starts, you want to assure that you are fully equipped and make sure that you put on your full armor of God. That should be your first and foremost priority, to put on your full armor of God before you go into your new day, knowing that you're equipped from all ways. In any way that the enemy may come up against you, your full body is protected. And that's just how much God loves us. He loves us unconditionally, that he does not allow us to go into a war unprepared. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is with us as we are going through the war, because he lets us know the battles are not ours, but they are his. So just pick whatever weapon that you're going to use on today while commanding your atmosphere, whatever weapon it is, to realize that you are a conqueror and that you are victorious, and knowing that God is the source. Mother Jackson, if you are on the line, press 1 to pray us in, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, we come to you again this morning, Father God, with an open mind, Father God, an open heart, Father God, and with our hands raised up to you, Father God, in an act of praise, in an act of worship, Father God, expecting, Father God, for your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us, Father God, for us not to lean on our own understanding, Father God, but to let the words that come out of our mouth, Father God, be the words that you have down for in us, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to decrease us, Father God, and increase your Holy Spirit, Father God. Father, we pray that someone on this line today, the words that do come out, Father God, that it will touch someone, Father God. Allow them to act, Father God. Allow them to make a change in their lives, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to enter into a personal relationship with you, Father God, so they won't be left behind, Father God. To touch those, Father God, that may not be in a place where they know you, Father God, where they have no understanding about you, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that each and everything that we say, that it does go up and down the oceans, the seas, Father God, so everybody can understand. It goes all over the airways, Father God, so everybody can know, Lord Jesus, what you're doing, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for each and every person that makes the sacrifice to get up in the morning, Father God, to be in your presence, Father God, to start their day with you, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are the person that will get them from A to B, Father God, that we're nothing without you, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father God, that we have the authority, Father God, to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that we can be victorious, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that we are conquerors, Father God, knowing, Father God, that we belong in the kingdom, your kingdom, the kingdom of God, Father God, that we are royal priesthood, Father God, that we are ambassadors, Father God. Lord, I just pray that this morning someone just surrender all to you, Father God. Because I have the knowing, Lord Jesus, that you will not pass us by, Father God. I have that knowing, Father God. I have that trust, Father God. I have that faith, Lord Jesus. I just want us to have it selectively, Father God. I want us to connect, Father God, as we connect to you, Lord Jesus. Knowing, Father God, that when two or three are gathered, Father God, that you are in the midst, Father God, when we have a multitude listening, Father God. So, Lord, we just ask you to move on our behalf today, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the strength, Father God, to move, Father God. We just ask you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love, for your mercy, for your grace, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, as we send this prayer up to you now, Father God. We just ask your Holy Spirit to have its way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, good morning, America. It is such a pleasure and an honor for us to come before the throne room again and break a daily bread with you all and just praying and with the hope of that it's helping somebody that's in a place right now, somebody that may have dry bones. God wants to speak to those bones. He wants to pick you back up, put you together, and allow you to have a new beginning. But this time, those dry bones will be ordered by His steps. His Holy Spirit will be the Spirit that's leading you and guiding you. With that being said, the Holy Spirit put on me and my sister Monica, it put in our spirit, basically just based on everything that's going on in today's society, things that you may have been going through and just don't know how to give it up, but you feel faint, you feel weary. So today we are going to talk about strength. We are going to talk about strength, and because I know that sometimes we do get to, we have faith, we have love, we have peace, we have joy, we have all of the fruits of the Spirit, but sometimes things are somewhat overwhelming, no matter how much you cry out to the Lord, sometimes things are just so overwhelming and you just want to sit and you want to give up, and just throw in the towel. Even when you look at Jesus in Luke 22, Jesus asked God, take this cup away from me, Father God. He knelt down while he was in the Mount of Olives, and he prayed, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Jesus, who gets his power from God as we get our power from God, even Jesus was in a situation that he was so overwhelmed about his upcoming trial, about he was agonized. He was agonized. Luke gives the account that when he was praying in his fervent prayers, his sweat was dropping like blood. He was in an agonizing state, but yet he realized what his source of his power. He realized where his power came from. We know that God is power. Without God, we are powerless. Jesus, our Savior, knew the exact same thing, that he needed God's strength to get him to what is listed, what everybody sit and talk about, his crucifixion. He needed God's power, his strength, to get him through that the assignment that he had already had before him, an assignment that he already knew was there, that he had to go through for sinners like me, like you. He had to go through it in order for us to obtain his saving, God's saving grace. So I say that to sit and say, yes, we as humans, we sit, we go through different things. We sit and things are overpowering to us, but that's the beauty of it. The strength that we have is found in Christ. The strength that we have is found in God. The strength that we have is found in the Holy Spirit that combines to one. We realize that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. That's not what Evangelist Elect Nita saying. That's what the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Going back to Jesus in the Mount of Olives, when Jesus knelt down and prayed, his prayer was heard. An angel appeared to him in that garden and gave him strength. See, Jesus knew what the antidote, Jesus knew what his answer was. He didn't sit and continue to just go through. He even though he was sweating, according to Luke, you know, blood, Jesus continued to pray. Jesus knew his answer before he even said what he said for God. The scripture says he knelt down to pray. And this is what we need to do. This is why it's so important to have a personal relationship with God. This is why it's so important to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and quicken you in a situation where you feel that you are so overwhelmed. Jesus knelt down and prayed. Although he said those words to God, he said, yes, let your will be done. Yes, that means still, even though this is how I'm feeling, I'm still submissive to you. I'm still not going to allow this earthly flesh that I have to overpower me. I'm going to hold on to your power. I'm going to hold on to the will that you have for me, because I have an assignment that I must complete. It's not failure, it's not an option in this situation. This depends on other lives, all of our lives. This depends on whether we will have eternity with our Father. This depends on if we will make it into the kingdom. Jesus was one knew to kneel down and pray, and then it says he was fervent with his prayer. He continued his prayer. Continue, even though he felt that way. He continued the action. He continued to pray. His prayer, he got deeper into his prayer. He didn't sit and just give God a little mediocre prayer. He went in on his prayer. He got the strength. The angel gave him strength, and he went into a fervent prayer. He went in. He didn't just give him a little bit and get up. And then it says he got up. He eventually got up to go back where his disciples were. See, God is our power. He is our source. He is that person. When you can't make it another step, he will sit. He is the one that will give you his strength. It's not our strength. It's God's strength. That's why it is so important for us to develop an intimate relationship, not a surface relationship, an intimate, meaning inner relationship with God, one that will not sit and fall weary. When you do faint and fall weary, knowing that God will renew your strength and he will allow you to soar on the wings like eagle, and then you will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not be faint. You will do these things. Why? Because you have tapped into the power. And God is our power source. I don't care how much you may sit and think that you are the person that's doing this, you are the person that's doing that. I want to sit and tell you this. Whether you are saved or you are unsaved, don't fool yourself. Because God loves the sinners as well. God is our provider. He is our power. He is, that power leads to strength. That's where you get it from. It's not by coincidence that you, whether your body is feeble and worn, whether you just feel like, okay, mentally, I can't do this anymore. Spiritually, I'm just dead. I'm just tired. I'm tired of going around the same mountain over and over. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over. Yes, you are. But at the same token, you still up doing it. You're still doing it. Because the power of God, his strength, is the person that's taking you where you need to be. Now, you want to get rid of that fatigueness. You want to have a sound mind. You want to sit and have that extraordinary, that supernatural strength, then trust God. Try God. Let go. Let God. Give your situation over to God. Stop. Don't sit and give it to him today, and then you come back and you take it back from him. You have to sit and let it be there. And in your time of sorrow, in your time of pain, realize that God, you are not by yourself. The word of God says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But see, it's up to you how much power you want God to have over your life. It's up to you. If you want to sit and give it to him and still complain, still whine, and not try to do anything about it, Jesus knew what to do. Jesus knelt on his knees. Jesus prayed to his Father. He knew that the task was so heavy. He knew that the burden was just weighing him down. This is Jesus. Understand that. So that means that we will, as man, as woman, we will go through the same thing. But you got an outlet. You got several outlets. But the first one is, in order for you to get from one point to the next one, is surrender all. Give it to God. Give God your mind. Give him your heart. Give him your soul. Enter into a relationship with him. Enter into a knowing with him, knowing who he is in your life, knowing that he will do what he say he can do. So when you at the end of your world, or where you think it's the end of your world, where you think there's no tomorrow, when you think that I just got to throw in the towel, because you are into that relationship, because you know who Jesus, who God is. You know, and you know the word that has been spoken, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Touch into that power source. It's just like you sitting and you didn't got up and you feeling all tired and fatigued and you can't go anymore. Most people are sitting, get up and plug in their little percolator and they'll get some coffee. And in their mind, they feel like that coffee is what's giving them the energy wrong. Your energy comes from God. That's your strength. He's your power. During this pandemic right now, we have no clue as to what's going on because we're dependent on whatever people are reporting. Some people may sit and say one thing. It's total chaos. Right now, total chaos all over the world. But when you sit and you look at some pictures, you can see the power of God all around this country right now. You got people doing what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Kneeled. They kneeled. They're kneeling on one knee. Some may be praying. Some may be in a silence of meditation, like how Jehoshaphat and his army was. But they realized that the power of God, the power through all this chaos, the power of God is what's keeping us. The power of prayer is what's keeping us. Although the enemy is sitting and throwing all this negativity, the looting, the killing, the senseless things, I want you to realize that the power of God, which is the strength, is still moving in this day and time. So whatever you have, whatever you got going on, whatever your fear is that you cannot make it, whatever your mental status is that you just feel like I can't do this no more, if you feel like you are spiritually dead, get on your knees. Tap into the power of God because he is our strength. He is the one that can sit and move whatever needs to be moved. But you have to be submissive to him. You have to be obedient. You have to be in the will of God. And it's not easy, as we've been saying over and over and over. It's a process. God loves us so much that he just continues day by day. If you are in the will of God, you can see the hand of God moving. You can see his mighty power going across this world right now. People that have nothing to do. It's not about at the end of the day, they using George Floyd, but at the end of the day, it's God's Holy Ghost power. It's almost like a day of Pentecost going around. You got Italy, you got Ireland, you got everybody kneeling to the power of God, kneeling, realizing that that's where our strength comes from. It has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with God, everything to do with the strength, the power. I keep saying power because your strength is God's power, is our strength. God's Holy Ghost power is our strength. He is moving across the land right now. He's moving. So I sit and say to you on today, kneel down, lay it at his feet, and sit back. If you are a true believer, if you believe that God can do what he say he can do, if you believe that his word never comes back void, because the words that I have spoken coming from Luke 22, that's not my words. I can do all things through Christ. That's not my words. That's the words of the Bible. And as I said, if you can't see it, ask God to give you a changed mind, a changed heart, so you can see the power that's going on. Stop sitting and putting your focus on the negative, but focus on what God is doing right now. And his Holy Ghost power is coming, is here right now. I can remember when we first went into our teachings, the Apostle Temple said, this is going to be a time where people will sit and they're going to, their finances, they're going to prosper. You may not be prospering financially, but you are prospering if you are in the will of God, because he's showing you exactly what he can do in a time of chaos. He's showing you that you just need to be in the right place in the right time, and that's within him. And things can change for you. The world would never be the same. It would never be the same, because the movement of God right now, his Holy Ghost power that's going across this land, will go down in history if somebody else decided to write some more books and add on to the Bible, as some people try to do. This will go down in history. Countries that has nothing to do, that has no racism. They may have racism of other things, but it may not be for race, creed, or color. They are standing. That is the power of God. That is the strength of God, that God is letting us know, just hold on to me. Just kneel down and pray to me. And that's where we need to be on today, because his Holy Ghost power is moving. And if you think I'm just sitting and saying it, if you don't look at the news, turn it on. Look at the news. If you can't see, because you might be blinded about different things that's going on, ask God to clear your vision. If you can't hear, ask him to clean whatever you got going on. Get put some, you know, just give you a healing in that area, because you want to be in this movement. You want to be in the movement of the Holy Ghost power. You want that surge to go through your body, through your life, through your mind, through your heart, through your spirit, through your soul. You need it. You need to be a part of what man meant for evil, and God is turning it into good. You want to be a part of that. Plug in to God's power, which is your strength. I turn it over to you, sister.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you? I just want to thank God for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak, because on this morning, on the subject of strength, when God gave Sister Nita and myself this word, I had to go before him and say, God, what kind of message can I bring through you? Can you bring through me that would actually answer the question of how to actually apply this strength? How do we get in your strength, God? And God gave me anointing because of a personal experience I experienced. And then he began to pour out to me that this is a movement. This is a self-defense movement, a tactic that he's given us, that he wants us to apply, because Satan is attacking us daily. He's attacking us several times a day. He's attacking us in our weaknesses. And he told me to actually utilize my own personal experience. And on this morning, I'm going to be ministering to myself as I minister to you today, because he's telling me what I did and what I have to do, and that I can relay this to you, because you're going to be able to do this as well. And it was so plain and simple when he broke it down in my spirit. He woke me up early this morning and poured this into me. And he told me to tell everyone that he wants us to, one, live in his strength. When we speak about strength, we think about our physical strength. But God says, no, 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 because, see, he's a God of spirit, and he's got a connection with us in spirit. And because of that connection with us in spirit, we are to live and fight when we are attacked by the enemy in his spirit. And in his spirit, that's where the strength comes in. But if we're foolish, we will think that we can fight in our own physical strength. And that's not what he wants. He wants us to submit. He wants us to realize that it's not our fight. It's his fight. And because he said it's not our fight, how do we find a way to be in a battle? How do we understand that when we're in the midst of something where we're being attacked? And he said for me to just ask everyone to think of your own personal fight, your own personal conflict, your own present day, yesterday, today, or whatever's going on that's been long-term. Reflect on that situation and understand that it's an attack of the enemy, and you know that you are under attack. This does mean war, because, see, a lot of us are under attack, and we don't know how to fight back because we haven't been trained up. But we're getting training on today, because he's given us the answer. He's given us the strategy to fight back But see, the strategy is so simple, but it's almost insane. It makes us a peculiar people when we use this tactic, because this tactic is so powerful that we can't lose. We can't lose because we're not fighting under our own physical strength. We're not fighting with flesh and blood, but we're fighting with principalities, spirits of governments and authorities that are of dark evilness. We're not fighting with flesh and blood. And when we're reminded of that, that's when we have to have the wisdom to apply the armor of God that we are wearing. We have to activate it. And see, this is where God was telling me to go into 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. If you don't have time to read it, I'm going to read it because he broke it down so beautifully that I have so much revelation on it that I hope that you will get that revelation too. And I know you will, because, see, God is not the author of confusion. And when he gave us this understanding, he gave us the ability to apply it. He equipped us with it. But sometimes we don't know what to do with this armor that we are given. So he gave us the armor of Ephesians 6, the armor of God. And when we put that armor of God on, we're to put it on, and we're to keep putting it on. Even if we think that it's done wore off, we put it back on. Even if we don't consciously take it off, we put it back on. That we're walking around in this armor of God's lifetime as an eternal armor. And this is because we know that we're soldiers in Christ. Because, see, we're warring in a war, a battle that is not of this world, but of several different universes, of several different realms, of the spiritual and the physical. But because we're suited up and armored, because we're soldiers of Christ and we live for the Lord, we have to understand how our armor works. And this is what he said to me. He said, this armor works because, not Monica, not because you and everyone else that put that armor on did not understand how to put it on. You understood how to put it on. But when you put it on, you're not putting it on for it to be activated whenever you felt like you wanted to pick a battle and say, well, I'm not going to fight this battle. I'm going to give this one to the armor and let God fight this battle. No. He's saying, put that armor on because, see, you're not going to have to fight any battles, and that you have to be mindful enough to use the benefits of this armor by actually consciously seeking God's strength and taking a knee. So just imagine whatever your conflict, whatever your attack is, whatever is going on in your life that's coming up against you, you are not to war in the physical with it. You're actually to have this armor on so that you can war in the spirit. But see, when we put this armor on, imagine yourself being in a suit of armor like a knight, and you're ready to go to battle, but you're not really at the front line yet. But you can see that it could be any moment, any second of the day. And when this armor is upon your body, you have to have the knowing of what to do when it's your turn to fight. Because, see, you might be in front of somebody or behind somebody that's being attacked, and you're okay at the moment. But when it's your turn, when you're in that hand-to-hand combat, God said for us to take a knee in our armor, because that's when we are submitting and we are taking ourselves out of the equation and we are decreasing. Because guess what? That's when we activate the armor and say, God, not by my will, but your will. And then God's strength takes over. Because, see, when we take that knee in God's armor, the armor of Christ, the armor of God that we have already put on, that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness, those shoes of gospel, that belt of truth, that shield of faith, that word, that sword that is the word of God, that armor actually is activated when we take a knee, because now we're saying subconsciously and consciously, Lord, this is not my battle. This is yours, not in my strength, but I'm going to take a knee in weakness because I want to decrease so that you can increase. And then the armor of God, that spirit person, that spirit man, stands up in Christ, and that's standing up in Christ, in God's strength. So you got a vision. You got to put in your mind that, one, we're wearing the armor of God all day, every day. We're living in his strength all day, every day. We're not going to do this just when a situation arises that somebody is coming up against us and they're trying us. They're attacking us. Because, see, you know, Satan, he doesn't attack his own. He attacks God's people. He's attacking us because, see, we don't belong to him. So he's not going to mess with his own because he has rule and dominion over them. But because he doesn't have dominion and rule over us, he's going to come at us in any way possible he can. But because he's coming at us in any way possible we can, we can't just get up and say, well, I'm going to put on my my armor of God whenever I get in a situation. Because if I had did that in my situation, I would not have had time, because the situation flew up in my face so fast. I thank God I had my armor on. But see, the beauty of it was God revealed to me that I had to actually stand down. I had to take that knee in my armor so that Christ could stand up for me in his armor. So my strength was, I was not in a physical sense being strong. I was in a physical sense of taking a knee, but my spirit man was in strength. He was in strength because of the armor of God. I stood up in the spirit, but I took a knee in the physical. And that's where you have to be. This is what God is telling us, that we have to live in this condition all of our life. We don't actually want to visit there whenever something's going on. We don't want that mindset whenever something comes up against us and we pick and choose the battle that we're going to fight on today. God told me, no way. No. You give me all the battles. You don't pick and choose your battles anymore, because if you truly belong to me, you'll abide in me and you'll turn to me. So when I cried out to God and I took a knee in the physical, he stood up in the spirit, because he didn't speak to me in a voice in my mind like he normally does. He had to speak to me in my situation through somebody that was present when the altercation came about. Whenever you have somebody around you and they're saying, don't worry about it, let it go, it's okay, you don't have to entertain that, don't feed it, don't let it grow. See, I had someone speaking that to me, but see, it wasn't that person speaking to me. It's not that person that's in your presence that's telling you it's not worth it. It's don't fight this battle. It's so petty. Don't entertain those people. Don't entertain that situation. Don't let that situation get upon you and ride you and beat you down. Don't give up. But this is what you do. Let it go and give it to God. See, that was God speaking to me through that person. See the beauty of that thing. See, God, he actually was there with me, but he spoke through the person that was standing with me. And that person said, Monica, it's not worth it. Don't even worry about it. It's something that you can't do. It's something for God to do. And when I realized what was being said, I realized I wasn't riding with a friend. I was riding with God in that moment. And God is riding with you in this moment. He's riding with you in every moment. And he'll show up in the voice of a person that might be standing right there going through whatever you're going through with you and telling you, don't worry about it. Stand down. Take a knee in the physical and stand up in your armor of God in the spirit. But when you do this, know that it's going to be something that's going to be repetitive. And it's repetitive because it could be a thorn in your flesh, because we're given thorns in our flesh. And because I did not understand that initially, now that I got a very vivid experience of it, now I understand what Paul is talking about. So I'm going to read to you what Paul is talking about, and I'm going to let you understand how his armor of God was upon him for him to actually realize where he was. And I'll start off in 2 Corinthians 12 at verse 1. And it says, now this is Paul talking, y'all. So just imagine what Paul is going through and interject yourself in his shoes and understand how he's looking at the situation. Because we'll become a peculiar people when we look at these situations like this. And we take a knee in that physical act, but at the end of the day, our spirit man is standing up and fighting with the sword. He's fighting with that armor. So this is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. He said, this boasting will do no good, but I must go on. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up in the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I do not know. Only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside of my body. But I do know that I was caught up to paradise, and I heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words, things no human is allowed to tell. That experience is worth boasting about, but I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. Listen to that, y'all. He said he's going to boast only about his weaknesses. Because, see, remember when we are weak, when we take a physical knee, see, that's when God stands up and he fights the battle in the spirit for us. Because we'll decrease and he'll increase. Okay, back to 6, verse 6. If I want to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I am telling the truth. See, you could tell people the story about how whatever your situation went down, but you will be able to stay in the truth. But see, you don't have to be in, you don't have to be right, because see, that's another thing that I had a problem with, and some of you may have the same problem. That sometimes, do you really think that being right is always okay? Because there's a time when you have the choice of being right or making peace. And see, that's where I had to make peace. I had to make peace by actually taking a knee in the physical. And when God stood up for me in the spirit, that's when I actually had the victory. The victory was won in that strategic move, because, see, that is a reaction to a situation that I chose to consciously take a knee when God said, I'm going to stand up and fight this one for you. But that's what I did. I had to actually acknowledge that I was right. I knew I was being I was experiencing a form of racism in my experience, but I didn't have to be because I was right and that I was being served an injustice. I was actually fighting. I was actually being passive and letting the Holy Spirit stand up for me, because at the end of the day, I was able to, you know, say what was right, but I didn't choose to be right. I chose the peace. And see, you got to understand that a lot of these times when you have a battle, sometimes the wise man says, I don't have to be right every time. I don't have to stand for what's right. I stand for peace. And because peace is the action of love, then out of love, that's when I took a knee and God's Holy Spirit in my armor of God stood up and fought this battle. But we're staying on topic. Okay, I'm going back to the last verse I was talking about was, because I would be telling the truth. Well, it's not about I would be telling the truth. He says, but I won't do it because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they see in my life or hear in my message, even though I receive such a wonderful revelation from God. So to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. So there it is. He was being attacked. See, and we're going to have that same thorn in our flesh, whether we realize it or not. Everybody's going to have their own personal thorn in their flesh. They're going to have their own individual attacks, and they're not going to be one. We're told, Christ told, he said, you're going to be persecuted because of me. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to come, the Satan's going to come up against you because you belong to me. So you got to expect these things, and you can't be surprised when they happen, but you're going to be prepared because he's given us the tools to fight. He's given us the armor to activate. And then it goes on to say, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away, and each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So there you go again. This is God telling Paul, take a knee because his grace is sufficient. That's what that means. And see, in the scripture, this is in red because this is what God said to him. This is God speaking back. And he said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is all you need. My power works best in when you take a knee. Because when you take a knee in that armor, see, first of all, you got to have the armor on. You don't put the armor on just in the instant. You put that armor on in the morning when you rise up in the morning before your feet hit the floor. But when you activate that armor and say, well, I need this armor to work in this situation because I'm getting attacked right now, you take a physical knee, and that's when your weaknesses is actually put down on the ground and your spirit of strength rises up in God. So as we go on in the scripture, it says, so I now am glad to boast about my weakness. Did you hear what he said? That's a peculiar person that would boast about their weakness. He was boasting about his weakness, not his strength. His weakness was that he could take a knee and submit and let God fight the battle. So that is a power in Christ. And so as we read on, it says, so I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That is why I take pleasure in my weakness, and in the insult. Listen now, he said, I'm going to repeat this one, y'all, because this is so powerful, and this is the answer. This is why we do it. God didn't just tell me to tell us, to tell you and I, because remember, I'm ministering to myself. He didn't tell me to just tell you what to do, but he said how to do it. And he said the mindset to have when you do it. In 10, we're talking about 2 Corinthians 12 and 10, 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, I'm going to speak it slow. I'm going to slow down because I know I can talk fast, y'all. But I'm going to slow this thing down because it says, that's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, in the hardship, in the persecution and trouble that I suffer for Christ. Did you hear me, y'all? He said, in the insults, in the hardship, in the persecution, and in the trouble that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then, got to understand the order and how he worded it. He said, when I am weak. That means when I take a knee in the physical, when I take a knee, even though I'm armored up already in the armor of God, when I take a knee in the physical, that I am strong through Christ, that the armor of God, that spiritual being, rises up and is victorious in that fight. It's a battle that cannot be won by anything other than the people of God, because the Spirit of God has the anointing. That the love in that sword, the love in that helmet, the love in that breastplate, the love in that shield, the love in that belt that went around the waist, the love in those shoes, in that armor of God, the love is what fought the battle. And that is God saying, allow me to be your strength. Live in my strength. Don't live in your strength. Don't live in Nita's strength. Don't live in Apostle Temple's strength. Don't live in Monica's strength. Don't live in the ADM people strength. Don't live in the people strength that's all around the world that's listening to this message. He's saying to each and every one of us, he's telling us not to live in our physical strength, but to live in his spiritual strength. And I'm going to end it right there because I don't need to say any more. That was self-explanatory. And I thank you, God, for allowing me to minister to myself on this one, because I know if I can get it, you can get it. And it's meant for all of us. This is a word that you can personalize and individualize, and I just thank y'all for hearing me on this morning, because you can hear with your heart and understand this one. So I'm sending it back to you, sister. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Praise God for that commentary, Monica. And we must remember, Paul was submissive to God. Paul surrendered all to God. And if we align ourselves with the strength of God through total submission to him, then we are able to withstand the evil things that comes around us. So we need to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, because at the end of the day, it's about God's power. It's about God's power that's in our life. That's our strength. And this is why Paul was able to withstand. This is why Paul was able to realize in his weakness, he was still strong because of the power of God. We want you all to come out tonight. We're again cordially inviting you to come out and break the bread of life with us tonight, to be filled with this same Holy Ghost power that we're talking about, what Paul is talking about, what's being revealed in the world tonight, just giving you the different tools that you can use, where you can see better, where you can hear better, when you can understand what the kingdom is about, what God is preparing you for. We're in a preparation stage right now. You don't want to miss out from receiving the instructions of God. You don't want to miss out from experiencing that Holy Ghost power, because I want to sit and tell you, you may not be here physically with us, but the Holy Ghost power is on that line. That is soaring all over the world. So call somebody, reach out, speak to somebody, because this is the season, this is the timing, it's God's timing. It's all about God's timing right now. And God's timing, he has Apostle Temple in a place where the surge is just coming through him, and he's not holding it in because it's not containable. He can't contain. He's not able to sit and allow it to just stay in his belly. It's coming from the belly up into the heart. It's coming through the esophagus. It has to come out. He's in a place right now where obedience is better than sacrifice. And if he don't get it out, then it's you know, the moment The moment is going to pass. This is God's timing. Come into the timing of God right now so you can know what to do and how to do it. The number is 385-799-9620. That's 8 p.m. tonight. The number is 385-799-9620. Get into God's timing. Receive his power. You need that surge in your life. You all have a blessed day. We thank you for coming on. We love you, but remember, God loves you best. Have a good day. See you tonight at 8 p.m. God bless.